Paper 37, Personalities of the Local Universe. At the head of all personality in Nebadon stands the Creator and Master Son, Michael, the Universe Father and Sovereign. Coordinate in divinity and complemental in creative attributes is the Local Universe Mother Spirit, the Divine Minister of Salvington. And these creators are, in a very literal sense, the Father Son and the Spirit Mother of all the native creatures of Nebadon. Preceding papers have dealt with the created orders of sonship. Succeeding narratives will portray the ministering spirits and the ascending orders of sonship. This paper is chiefly concerned with an intervening group, the Universe Aides, but it will also give brief consideration to certain of the higher spirits stationed in Nebadon and to certain of the orders of permanent citizenship in the local universe. 1. The Universe Aides. Many of the unique orders generally grouped in this category are unrevealed, but as presented in these papers, the Universe Aides include the following seven orders. 1. Bright and Morning Stars. 2. Brilliant Evening Stars. 3. Archangels. 4. Most High Assistants. 5. High Commissioners. 6. Celestial Overseers. 7. Mansion World Teachers. Of the first order of Universe Aides, the Bright and Morning Stars, there is just one in each local universe, and he is the firstborn of all creatures native to a local universe. The Bright and Morning Star of our universe is known as Gabriel of Salvington. He is the chief executive of all Nebadon, functioning as the personal representative of the Sovereign Son and as spokesman for his creative consort. During the earlier times of Nebadon, Gabriel worked quite alone with Michael and the creative spirit. As the universe grew and administrative problems multiplied, he was provided with a personal staff of unrevealed assistants, and eventually this group was augmented by the creation of the Nebadon Corps of Evening Stars. 2. The Brilliant Evening Stars. These brilliant creatures were planned by the Melchizedeks and were then brought into being by the Creator Son and the Creative Spirit. They serve in many capacities, but chiefly as liaison officers of Gabriel, the local universe chief executive. One or more of these beings function as his representatives at the capital of every constellation and system in Nebadon. As chief executive of Nebadon, Gabriel is ex officio chairman of, or observer at, most of the Salvington conclaves, and as many as 1,000 of these are often in session simultaneously. The Brilliant Evening Stars represent Gabriel on these occasions. He cannot be in two places at the same time, and these super angels compensate for this limitation. They perform an analogous service for the core of the Trinity Teacher Sons. Though personally occupied with administrative duties, Gabriel maintains contact with all other phases of universe life and affairs through the Brilliant Evening Stars. They always accompany him on his planetary tours and frequently go on special missions to the individual planets as his personal representatives. On such assignments, they have sometimes been known as the Angel of the Lord. They frequently go to Uversa to represent the Bright and Morning Star before the courts and assemblies of the Ancients of Days, but they seldom journey beyond the confines of Orvontan. The Brilliant Evening Stars are a unique twofold order, embracing some of created dignity and others of attained service. The Nebadon Corps of these super angels now numbers 13,641. There are 4,832 of created dignity, while 8,809 are ascendant spirits who have attained this goal of exalted service. Many of these ascendant evening stars started their universe careers as seraphim. Others have ascended from unrevealed levels of creature life. As an attainment goal, this high core is never closed to ascension candidates so long as a universe is not settled in light and life. Both types of brilliant evening stars are easily visible to Mirantia personalities and certain types of supermortal material beings. The created beings of this interesting and versatile order possess a spirit force which can be manifested independently of their personal presence. The head of these super angels is Gavalia, the firstborn of this order in Nebadon. Since the return of Christ Michael from his triumphant bestowal on Urantia, Gavalia has been assigned to the Ascendant Mortal Ministry, and for the last 1900 Urantia years, his associate, Galantia, has maintained headquarters on Jerusalem, where he spends about half of his time. Galantia is the first of the Ascendant Super Angels to attain this high estate. No grouping or company organization of the brilliant evening stars exists other than their customary association in pairs on many assignments. They are not extensively assigned on missions pertaining to the ascendant career of mortals, but when thus commissioned, they never function alone. They always work in pairs, one a created being, the other an ascendant evening star. One of the high duties of the evening stars is to accompany the Avanal Bestowal Sons on their planetary missions, even as Gabriel accompanied Michael on his Urantia bestowal. The two attending super angels are the ranking personalities of such missions, serving as commanders of the archangels and all others assigned to these undertakings. It is the senior of these super angel commanders who, at the significant time and age, bids the Avanal Bestowal Son be about your brother's business. Similar pairs of these super angels are assigned to the planetary corps of Trinity Teacher Sons that functions to establish the post-bestowal or dawning spiritual age of an inhabited world. On such assignments, the evening stars serve as liaisons between the mortals of the realm and the invisible corps of Teacher Sons. The worlds of the evening stars. The sixth group of seven Salvington worlds and their 42 tributary satellites are assigned to the administration of the brilliant evening stars. The seven primary worlds are presided over by the created orders of these super angels, while the tributary satellites are administered by ascendant evening stars. The satellites of the first three worlds are devoted to the schools of the teacher sons and the evening stars dedicated to the spirit personalities of the local universe. The next three groups are occupied by similar joint schools devoted to the training of ascending mortals. The seventh world satellites are reserved for the triune deliberations of the teacher sons, the evening stars, and the finaliters. During recent times, these super angels have been closely identified with the local universe work of the core of the finality, and they have long been associated with the teacher sons. There exists a liaison of tremendous power and import between the evening stars and the gravity messengers attached to the finaliter working groups. The seventh primary world itself is reserved for those unrevealed matters which pertain to the future relationship that will obtain between the teacher sons, the finaliters, and the evening stars consequent upon the completed emergence of the superuniverse manifestation of the personality of God the Supreme. 3. The Archangels. Archangels are the offspring of the Creator Son and the Universe Mother Spirit. They are the highest type of high spirit being produced in large numbers in a local universe, and at the time of the last registry, there were almost 800,000 in Nebadon. Archangels are one of the few groups of local universe personalities who are not normally under the jurisdiction of Gabriel. They are not in any manner concerned with the routine administration of the universe, being dedicated to the work of creature survival and to the furtherance of the ascending career of the mortals of time and space. While not ordinarily subject to the direction of the bright and morning star, the archangels do sometimes function by his authority. They also collaborate with others of the universe aides, such as the evening stars, as is illustrated by certain transactions depicted in the narrative of life transplantation on your world. The archangel corps of Nebadon is directed by the firstborn of this order, and in more recent times, a divisional headquarters of the archangels has been maintained on Urantia. It is this unusual fact that soon arrests the attention of extra-Nevadon student visitors. Among their early observations of intra-universe transactions is the discovery that many ascendant activities of the brilliant evening stars are directed from the capital of a local system, Satania. On further examination, they discover that certain archangel activities are directed from a small and apparently insignificant inhabited world called Urantia. And then ensues the revelation of Michael's bestowal on Urantia and their immediately quickened interest in you and your lowly sphere. Do you grasp the significance of the fact that your lowly and confused planet has become a divisional headquarters for the universe administration and direction of certain archangel activities having to do with the Paradise Ascension Scheme? This undoubtedly presages the future concentration of other ascendant activities on the bestowal world of Michael and lends a tremendous and solemn import to the Master's personal promise, "I will come again." In general, the archangels are assigned to the service and ministry of the Avanal Order of Sonship, but not until they have passed through extensive preliminary training in all phases of the work of the various ministering spirits. A corps of 100 accompanies every Paradise Bestowal Son to an inhabited world, being temporarily assigned to him for the duration of such a bestowal. If the Magisterial Son should become temporary ruler of the planet, these archangels would act as the directing heads of all celestial life on that sphere. Two senior archangels are always assigned as the personal aides of a Paradise Avanal on all planetary missions, whether involving judicial actions, magisterial missions, or bestowal incarnations. When this Paradise Son has finished the judgment of a realm and the dead are called to record, the so-called resurrection, it is literally true that the seraphic guardians of the slumbering personalities respond to the voice of the archangel. The roll call of a dispensation termination is promulgated by an attendant archangel. This is the archangel of the resurrection, sometimes referred to as the archangel of Michael. The worlds of the archangels. The seventh group of the encircling Salvington worlds, with their associated satellites, is assigned to the archangels. Sphere number 1 and all of its 6 tributary satellites are occupied by the personality record keepers. This enormous corps of recorders busy themselves with keeping straight the record of each mortal of time, from the moment of birth up through the universe career until such an individual either leaves Salvington for the super-universe regime or is blotted out of recorded existence by the mandate of the Ancients of Days. It is on these worlds that personality records and identification sureties are classified, filed, and preserved during that time which intervenes between mortal death and the hour of repersonalization, the resurrection from death. 4. Most High Assistants. The Most High Assistants are a group of volunteering beings of origin outside the local universe, who are temporarily assigned as central and super-universe representatives to, or observers of, the local creations. Their number varies constantly, but is always far up in the millions. From time to time, we thus benefit from the ministry and assistance of such Paradise origin beings as perfectors of wisdom, divine counselors, universal censors, inspired Trinity spirits, trinitized sons, solitary messengers, Supernaphim, Sakonaphim, Tertiaphim, and other gracious ministers, who sojourn with us for the purpose of helping our native personalities in the effort to bring all Nevadon into fuller harmony with the ideas of Orvontan and the ideals of Paradise. Any of these beings may be voluntarily serving in Nevadon, and hence be technically outside our jurisdiction, but when functioning by assignment, such personalities of the super and central universes are not wholly exempt from the regulations of the local universe of their sojourn, though they continue to function as representatives of the higher universes and to work in accordance with the instructions which constitute their mission in our realm. Their general headquarters is situated in the Salvington sector of the Union of Days, and they operate in Nevadon subject to the over-supervision of this ambassador of the Paradise Trinity. When serving in unattached groups, These personalities from the higher realms are usually self-directing, but when serving on request, they often voluntarily place themselves wholly under the jurisdiction of the supervising directors of the realms of assigned function. Most High Assistants serve in local universe and in constellation capacities, but are not directly attached to the system or planetary governments. They may, however, function anywhere in the local universe and may be assigned to any phase of Nevadon activity, administrative, executive, educational, and others. Most of this corps is enlisted in assisting the Nevadon Paradise personalities, the Union of Days, the Creator Son, the Faithfuls of Days, the Magisterial Sons, and the Trinity Teacher Sons. Now and then, in the transaction of the affairs of a local creation, it becomes wise to withhold certain details, temporarily, from the knowledge of practically all of the native personalities of that local universe. Certain advanced plans and complex rulings are also better grasped and more fully understood by the more mature and far-seeing corps of Most High Assistants, and it is in such situations, and many others, that they are so highly serviceable to the universe rulers and administrators. 5. High Commissioners. The High Commissioners are spirit-fused ascendant mortals. They are not adjuster-fused. You quite well understand about the universe ascension career of a mortal candidate for adjuster fusion, that being the high destiny and prospect for all Urantia mortals since the bestowal of Christ Michael. But this is not the exclusive destiny of all mortals in the pre-bestowal ages of worlds like yours, and there is another type of world whose inhabitants are never permanently indwelt by thought adjusters. Such mortals are never permanently joined in union with the Mystery Monitor of Paradise Bestowal. Nevertheless, the adjusters do transiently indwell them, serving as guides and patterns for the duration of the life in the flesh. During this temporary sojourn, they foster the evolution of an immortal soul, just as in those beings with whom they hope to fuse. But when the mortal race is run, they take eternal leave of the creatures of temporary association. Surviving souls of this order attain immortality by eternal fusion with an individualized fragment of the spirit of the local universe Mother Spirit. They are not a numerous group, at least not in Nevadon. On the mansion worlds, you will meet and fraternize with these spirit-fused mortals as they ascend the paradise path with you as far as Salvington, where they stop. Some of them may subsequently ascend to higher universe levels, but the majority will forever remain in the service of the local universe. As a class, they are not destined to attain paradise. Not being adjuster fused, they never become finaliters, but they do eventually become enrolled in the local universe core of perfection. They have in spirit obeyed the Father's command, "Be you perfect." After attaining the Nevadon core of perfection, spirit-fused ascenders may accept assignment as universe aides, this being one of the avenues of continuing experiential growth which is open to them. Thus do they become candidates for commissions to the high service of interpreting the viewpoints of the evolving creatures of the material worlds to the celestial authorities of the local universe. The High Commissioners begin their service on the planets as race commissioners. In this capacity, they interpret the viewpoints and portray the needs of the various human races. They are supremely devoted to the welfare of the mortal races whose spokesmen they are, ever seeking to obtain for them mercy, justice, and fair treatment in all relationships with other peoples. Race commissioners function in an endless series of planetary crises and serve as the articulate expression of whole groups of struggling mortals. After long experience in problem-solving on the inhabited worlds, these race commissioners are advanced to the higher levels of function, eventually attaining the status of high commissioners of and in the local universe. The last registration recorded slightly over 1.5 billion of these high commissioners in Nevadon. These beings are not finaliters, but they are ascendant beings of long experience and of great service to their native realm. We invariably find these commissioners in all the tribunals of justice, from the lowest to the highest. Not that they participate in the proceedings of justice, but they do act as friends of the court, advising the presiding magistrates respecting the antecedents, environment, and inherent nature of those concerned in the adjudication. High commissioners are attached to the various messenger hosts of space and always to the ministering spirits of time. They are encountered on the programs of various universe assemblies, and these same mortal-wise commissioners are always attached to the missions of the sons of God to the worlds of space. Whenever fairness and justice require an understanding of how a contemplated policy or procedure would affect the evolutionary races of time, these commissioners are at hand to present their recommendations. They are always present to speak for those who cannot be present to speak for themselves. The worlds of the spirit-fused mortals. The eighth group of seven primary worlds and tributary satellites in the Salvington circuit are the exclusive possession of the spirit-fused mortals of Nebadon. Ascending adjuster-fused mortals are not concerned with these worlds, except to enjoy many pleasant and profitable sojourns as the invited guests of the spirit-fused residents. Except for those few who attain Uversa and Paradise, these worlds are the permanent residence of the spirit-fused survivors. Such designed limitation of mortal ascent reacts to the good of the local universes by ensuring the retention of a permanent evolved population whose augmenting experience will continue to enhance the future stabilization and diversification of the local universe administration. These beings may not attain paradise, but they achieve an experiential wisdom in the mastery of Nebadon problems that utterly surpasses anything attained by the transient ascenders. And these surviving souls continue as unique combinations of the human and the divine, being increasingly able to unite the viewpoints of these two widely separated levels and to present such a dual viewpoint with ever heightening wisdom. 6. Celestial Overseers. The Nebadon educational system is jointly administered by the Trinity Teacher Sons and the Melchizedek Teaching Corps, but much of the work designed to affect its maintenance and upbuilding is carried on by the Celestial Overseers. These beings are a recruited corps, embracing all types of individuals connected with the scheme of educating and training the ascending mortals. There are upward of 3 million of them in Nebadon, and they are all volunteers who have qualified by experience to serve as educational advisors to the entire realm. From their headquarters on the Salvington worlds of the Melchizedeks, these overseers range the local universe as inspectors of the Nebadon school technique designed to affect the mind training and the spirit education of the ascending creatures. This training of mind and education of spirit is carried on from the worlds of human origin up through the system mansion worlds and the other spheres of progress associated with Jerusalem, on the 70 socializing realms attached to Edentia, and on the 490 spheres of spirit progress encircling Salvington. On the universe headquarters itself are numerous Melchizedek schools, the colleges of the universe sons, the seraphic universities, and the schools of the teacher sons and the union of days. Every possible provision is made to qualify the various personalities of the universe for advancing service and improving function. The entire universe is one vast school. The methods employed in many of the higher schools are beyond the human concept of the art of teaching truth, but this is the keynote of the whole educational system, character acquired by enlightened experience. The teachers provide the enlightenment, the universe station and the ascender's status afford the opportunity for experience. The wise utilization of these two augments character. Fundamentally, the Nebadon educational system provides for your assignment to a task and then affords you opportunity to receive instruction as to the ideal and divine method of best performing that task. You are given a definite task to perform, and at the same time, you are provided with teachers who are qualified to instruct you in the best method of executing your assignment. The divine plan of education provides for the intimate association of work and instruction. We teach you how best to execute the things we command you to do. The purpose of all this training and experience is to prepare you for admission to the higher and more spiritual training spheres of the superuniverse. Progress within a given realm is individual, but transition from one phase to another is usually by classes. The progression of eternity does not consist solely in spiritual development. Intellectual acquisition is also a part of universal education. The experience of the mind is broadened equally with the expansion of the spiritual horizon. Mind and spirit are afforded like opportunities for training and advancement. But in all this superb training of mind and spirit, you are forever free from the handicaps of mortal flesh. No longer must you constantly referee the conflicting contentions of your divergent spiritual and material natures. At last you are qualified to enjoy the unified urge of a glorified mind long since divested of primitive animalistic trends towards things material. Before leaving the universe of Nebadon, most Urantia mortals will be afforded opportunity to serve for a longer or shorter time as members of the Nebadon Corps of Celestial Overseers. 7. Mansion World Teachers. The Mansion World Teachers are recruited and glorified cherubim. Like most other instructors in Nebadon, they are commissioned by the Melchizedeks. They function in most of the educational enterprises of the Urantia life, and their number is quite beyond the comprehension of mortal mind. As an attainment level of cherubim and sanobim, the Mansion World Teachers will receive further consideration in the next paper, while as teachers playing an important part in the Urantia life, they will be more extensively discussed in the paper of that name. 8. Higher Spirit Orders of Assignment. Besides the power centers and the physical controllers, certain of the higher origin spirit beings of the family of the Infinite Spirit are of permanent assignment to the local universe. Of the higher spirit orders of the family of the Infinite Spirit, the following are so assigned. The solitary messengers, when functionally attached to the local universe administration, render invaluable service to us in our efforts to overcome the handicaps of time and space. When they are not thus assigned, we of the local universes have absolutely no authority over them, but even then these unique beings are always willing to help us with the solution of our problems and with the execution of our mandates. Andovantia is the name of the tertiary universe circuit supervisor stationed in our local universe. He is concerned only with spirit and Urantia circuits, not with those under the jurisdiction of the power directors. It was he who isolated Urantia at the time of the Caligasti betrayal of the planet during the testing seasons of the Lucifer Rebellion. In sending greetings to the mortals of Urantia, he expresses pleasure in the anticipation of your sometime restoration to the universe circuits of his supervision. The Nebadon Census Director, Salsatia, maintains headquarters within the Gabriel sector of Salvington. He is automatically cognizant of the birth and death of Will and currently registers the exact number of Will creatures functioning in the local universe. He works in close association with the personality recorders domiciled on the record worlds of the Archangels. An associate inspector is resident on Salvington. He is the personal representative of the Supreme Executive of Orvantan. His associates, the assigned sentinels in the local systems, are also representatives of the Supreme Executive of Orvantan. The Universal Conciliators are the traveling courts of the universes of time and space, functioning from the evolutionary worlds up through every section of the local universe and on beyond. These referees are registered on Uversa. The exact number operating in Nebadon is not of record, but I estimate that there are in the neighborhood of 100 million conciliating commissions in our local universe. Of the technical advisors, The legal minds of the realm, we have our quota, about 500 million. These beings are the living and circulating experiential law libraries of all space. Of the celestial recorders, the ascendant seraphim, we have in Nebadon 75. These are the senior or supervising recorders. The advancing students of this order in training number almost 4 billion. The ministry of the 70 billion Marantia companions in Nebadon is described in those narratives dealing with the transition planets of the Pilgrims of Time. Each universe has its own native angelic core. Nevertheless, there are occasions on which it is very helpful to have the assistance of those higher spirits of origin outside the local creation. Supernaphim perform certain rare and unique services. The present chief of Urantia Seraphim is a primary Supernaphim of Paradise. The reflective Sakanaphim are encountered wherever the superuniverse personnel is functioning, and a great many Tertiaphim are of temporary service as most high assistants. 9. Permanent citizens of the local universe. As with the super and central universes, the local universe has its orders of permanent citizenship. These include the following created types. 1. Cessatia. 2. Univitatia. 3. Material Sons. 4. Midway Creatures. These natives of the local creation, together with the spirit-fused descenders and the Speranja, who are otherwise classified, constitute a relatively permanent citizenship. These orders of beings are, by and large, neither ascending nor descending. They are all experiential creatures, but their enlarging experience continues to be available to the universe on their level of origin. While this is not wholly true of the Adamic sons and the Midway creatures, it is relatively true of these orders. The Cessatia. These marvelous beings reside and function as permanent citizens on Salvington, the headquarters of this local universe. They are the brilliant offspring of the Creator Sun and the Creative Spirit and are closely associated with the ascendant citizens of the local universe, the spirit-fused mortals of the Nebadon Core of Perfection. The Univitatia. Each of the 100 constellation headquarters clusters of architectural spheres enjoys the continuous ministry of a residential order of beings known as the Univitatia. These children of the Creator Sun and the Creative Spirit constitute the permanent population of the constellation headquarters worlds. They are non-reproducing beings existing on a plane of life about halfway between the semi-material status of the material suns domiciled on the system headquarters and the more definitely spiritual plane of the spirit-fused mortals and the Cessatia of Salvington. But the Univitatia are not Marantia beings. They accomplish for ascending mortals during the traversal of the constellation spheres what the Havona natives contribute to the pilgrim spirits passing through the central creation. The Material Sons of God. When a creative liaison between the Creator Son and the universe representative of the Infinite Spirit, the Universe Mother Spirit, has completed its cycle, when no more offspring of the combined nature are forthcoming, then does the Creator Son personalize in dual form his last concept of being, thus finally confirming his own and original dual origin. In and of himself, he then creates the beautiful and superb sons and daughters of the material order of universe sonship. This is the origin of the original Adam and Eve of each local system of Nebadon. They are a reproducing order of sonship, being created male and female. Their progeny function as the relatively permanent citizens of a system capital, though some are commissioned as planetary atoms. On a planetary mission, the material son and daughter are commissioned to found the Adamic race of that world, a race designed eventually to amalgamate with the mortal inhabitants of that sphere. Planetary atoms are both descending and ascending suns, but we ordinarily class them as ascending. The Midway Creatures. In the early days of most inhabited worlds, certain superhuman but materialized beings are of assignment, but they usually retire upon the arrival of the planetary atoms. The transactions of such beings and the efforts of the material suns to improve the evolutionary races often result in the appearance of a limited number of creatures who are difficult to classify. These unique beings are often midway between the material suns and the evolutionary creatures, hence their designation, midway creatures. In a comparative sense, these midwayers are the permanent citizens of the evolutionary worlds. From the early days of the arrival of a planetary prince to the far distant time of the settling of the planet in light and life, they are the only group of intelligent beings to remain continuously on the sphere. On Urantia, the midway ministers are in reality the actual custodians of the planet. They are, practically speaking, the citizens of Urantia. Mortals are indeed the physical and material inhabitants of an evolutionary world, but you are all so short-lived. You tarry on your nativity planet such a short time. You are born, live, die, and pass on to other worlds of evolutionary progression. Even the superhuman beings who serve on the planets as celestial ministers are of transient assignment. Few of them are long attached to a given sphere. The midway creatures, however, provide continuity of planetary administration in the face of ever-changing celestial ministries and constantly shifting mortal inhabitants. Throughout all of this never-ceasing changing and shifting, the midway creatures remain on the planet uninterruptedly carrying on their work. In like manner, all divisions of the administrative organization of the local universes and superuniverses have their more or less permanent populations, inhabitants of citizenship status. As Urantia has its midwayers, Jerusalem, your system capital, has the material sons and daughters. Edentia, your constellation headquarters, has the Univitatia, while the citizens of Salvington are twofold, the created Cessatia and the evolved, spirit-fused mortals. The administrative worlds of the minor and major sectors of the superuniverses do not have permanent citizens. But the Versa headquarters spheres are continuously fostered by an amazing group of beings known as the Abandonters, the creation of the unrevealed agents of the Ancients of Days and the seven reflective spirits resident on the capital of Orvontan. These residential citizens on Uversa are at present administering the routine affairs of their world under the immediate supervision of the Uversa core of the sun-fused mortals. Even Havona has its native beings, and the central Isle of Light and Life is the home of the various groups of Paradise citizens. 10. Other local universe groups. Besides the seraphic and mortal orders, who will be considered in later papers, there are numerous additional beings concerned in the maintenance and perfecting of such a gigantic organization as the universe of Nebadon, which even now has more than 3 million inhabited worlds, with 10 million in prospect. The various Nebadon types of life are much too numerous to be catalogued in this paper, but there are two unusual orders that function extensively on the 647,591 architectural spheres of the local universe that may be mentioned. The Spirangia are the spirit offspring of the Bright and Morning Star and the Father Melchizedek. They are exempt from personality termination, but are not evolutionary or ascending beings. Neither are they functionally concerned with the evolutionary ascension regime. They are the spirit helpers of the local universe, executing the routine spirit tasks of Nebadon. The Spornasia. The architectural worlds of the local universe are real worlds, physical creations. There is much work connected with their physical upkeep, and herein we have the assistance of a group of physical creatures called Spornasia. They are devoted to the care and culture of the material phases of these headquarters worlds, from Jerusalem to Salvington. Spornasia are neither spirits nor persons. They are an animal order of existence, but if you could see them, you would agree that they seem to be perfect animals. The various courtesy colonies are domiciled on Salvington and elsewhere. We especially profit from the ministry of the celestial artisans on the constellations and benefit from the activities of the reversion directors who operate chiefly on the capitals of the local systems. Always there is attached to the universe service a corps of ascending mortals, including the glorified midway creatures. These ascenders, after attaining Salvington, are used in an almost endless variety of activities in the conduct of universe affairs. From each level of achievement, these advancing mortals reach back and down to extend a helping hand to their fellows who follow them in the upward climb. Such mortals of temporary sojourn on Salvington are assigned on requisition to practically all corps of celestial personalities as helpers, students, observers, and teachers. There are still other types of intelligent life concerned with the administration of a local universe, but the plan of this narrative does not provide for the further revelation of these orders of creation. Enough of the life and administration of this universe is being herewith portrayed to afford the mortal mind a grasp of the reality and grandeur of the survival existence. Further experience in your advancing careers will increasingly reveal these interesting and charming beings. This narrative cannot be more than a brief outline of the nature and work of the manifold personalities who throng the universes of space, administering these creations as enormous training schools, schools wherein the pilgrims of time advance from life to life and from world to world until they are lovingly dispatched from the borders of the universe of their origin to the higher educational regime of the superuniverse, and thence on to the spirit-training worlds of Avona, and eventually to paradise and the high destiny of the Finaliters, the eternal assignment on missions not yet revealed to the universes of time and space. Dictated by a brilliant evening star of Nevadon, number 1146 of the Created Corps.